I ramble with a purpose. I like cool blog titles. Here are a few of my favorites. Everyday Epiphanies, Still Point in a Turning World, Logic and Imagination, A Place of Abundance, Writing from the Margins, The Middle, Encouragement for the Journey Through, A Holy Experience. I think very highly of all these blogs as well as their titles, which is why I provided links. I used to have a blog title, but it wasn't very cool. Journey to Jen. How's that for catchy? My husband, Dave, hated it from the very beginning. I won't tell you what he said it sounded like, but I will tell you I laughed and was also a little horrified. It wasn't the title I wanted, I told him, but Jen's Journey was already taken. I wanted Jen's Journey because that's all my blog was supposed to be, a reflection of my journey, what I'm learning, how I'm growing. I write to process, and the blog is my outlet. Plus, I love the word journey. I also love the word pilgrimage, which is the word that led me to journey, because when I suggested pilgrimage as my blog title, Dave said that sounded weird. And if you don't know my husband and are thinking right now he seems a little grumpy, he's really, really not. In fact, he's my greatest encourager and he makes me laugh. A lot. Anyway, back to my blog title. I finally bought my domain at the urging of Dave and simply named it Jen Underwood, as in, here's me and my journey. Come to think of it, journey was a bit of a misnomer, unless you think of a journey as a meandering path that sometimes goes in circles and follows rabbit trails and then comes back to another circle, much like one of the previously traveled ones, and at this point you're all turned around and have no idea which direction you're facing or, for that matter, where exactly this path is taking you. That is the kind of journey mine seems to be. Every once in a while I look back at my blog entries of the last few weeks and think, it's ramblings, just ramblings. I've been all over the place thinking about all kinds of things. There's nothing linear about it at all. And sometimes I get discouraged about this because the erratic nature of my blog is a reflection of the erratic nature of my spiritual growth. I share this with God. Lord, I have this vague idea of the godly woman I want to become, I tell him, and I have really no idea how to get there. In fact, I'm not even sure what this godly woman looks like. But every time I try to plan out a point A to point B sort of journey that I think might lead me closer to her, you rip up my map. Come to think of it, God, I tell him, ramblings could be a good title for my blog, for my life. But when I look further back than just a few weeks ago, when I read blog entries of a year, 2 years ago, when I pull out one of the notebooks I've been writing in for 2 decades, I see growth. I recognize that true good was formed out of disappointments and rabbit trails. I understand that each time I followed a circular path, it was a little bigger and a little deeper. I realize that I may not look more godly, but I've been drawn into a deeper faith in God. I see a very masterful hand at work. All my ramblings have had purpose. I just didn't know it. God knows very specifically how to draw me closer to him so that I trust him in and for everything. Therefore, I am not responsible for planning my spiritual growth, just for following him into it, one step after another. And though that is frightening in one way, it is incredibly reassuring and hopeful in another. I ramble with a purpose, his, and his purpose is sure.